Tonight on Public TV, The American Experience presents a documentary called The Quiz Show Scandal. It recounts the era in the mid-50s when TV quiz shows shot to prominence and then were shot down when it was revealed that some of them were fixed. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
You want scandal? Here's a scandal. PBS paid me $64,000 to give The American Experience a good review. Only kidding. I don't take bribes. Nobody offers them anyway. And besides, the quiz show scandal is such a good program that bribery wouldn't be necessary. Watching it is reward enough. Producers Julian Cranin and Michael R. Lawrence bring back the excitement, entertainment, and innocence of the mid-50s and lay out their story like a Perry Mason mystery. They interview former talk show hosts, producers, and contestants and show tons of clips from such wholly or partly rigged quiz shows as 21, Lotto, and the most popular TV series of 1956, The $64,000 Question. Like quiz shows themselves, the quiz show scandal is loaded with neat little bits of trivia. Question: what nationally known psychologist rose to prominence as a contestant on the $64,000 question? The answer, which you probably already know, is Dr. Joyce Brothers. But did you know that she was the intended victim of a fix by Revlon, the show's sponsor? Here's how the quiz show scandal, with clips, narration, and interviews with people involved with the show, tells the story.
Is our psychologist from New York City, whose category is boxing, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
And she was very popular, except perhaps with the sponsor.
Doc, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Hal.
I had to face the get rid of her bit.
I'm going on, Hal.
For $16,000.
She didn't fit in with their concept of what cosmetics were all about.
At about $16,000, they thought they would knock her off. And this time, instead of asking her questions about boxers, they asked her a question about referees.
What man refereed the comeback attempt of an ex-champ against Jack Johnson at Reno, Nevada?
Tex Rickard.
You're right!
So she really rode that one to stardom and fame.
The biggest fix of all, though, was when the quiz show called 21 set up a series of confrontations between its reigning champion, Herb Stempel, and challenger Charles Van Doren. The setup was a lot like TV wrestling. Stempel was the unattractive bad guy, the villain you love to hate, and Van Doren was the handsome hero. Both sides were in on the scam, and producer Dan Enright milked the suspense by having the two play a series of ties. Until, when the whole country was caught up in the drama, the outcome was decided in advance. Here's how Stempel recalls the setup.
One of those questions on the final night involved the 1955 Academy Award winner.
Herb Stempel, you have 16 points. The category is movies and movie stars. What motion picture won the Academy Award for 1955?
I knew that the answer was Marty, but Dan Enright specifically wanted me to miss that question. This hurt me very deeply because this was one of my favorite pictures of all times, and I could never forget this. A few seconds before that, as I was trying to come up with the answer, I could have changed my mind. I could have said the answer is Marty instead of On the Waterfront. I would have won. There would have been no Charles Van Doren, no famous celebrity. Charles Van Doren would have gone back to teaching college. And my whole life would have been changed.
On the Waterfront? No, I'm sorry, the answer is Marty.
Van Doren won the battle, but eventually lost the war. Shortly after losing, Herb Stempel blew the whistle, but nobody believed him. It took years, and in the best mystery story tradition, a surprise witness and a smoking gun clue, before the truth was brought out and Van Doren and company were brought down.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post. He reviewed the quiz show scandal, which airs tonight on the public TV series The American Experience.